Rabbi said today's daf is daf Nun Beis. And we're holding Nun Aleph Umid Beis, the last line of the Umid. You remember at the end of yesterday's blat, we learned about the fact that the Kehanim during the Simchas Beis Ashi'eva made a tikkun gudol. And the Gemara asked, what's the tikkun gudol? Might gemacht a balcony, might gemacht a machitza, that they shouldn't come with a kalis rosh, zwischen the men and the frauen, between the men and the women. Very important thing, a tikkun gudol. Pregt the Gemara, how did they have the right to do that? It says in the pasuk, "Hakol b'chsav miyad Hashem olai hiskil." Anything and everything having to do with the Beis Hamikdash was preordained, was prescribed by Kaveh Yochel and Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he sent special blueprints and special designs through God HaChoyze and Nosen HaNovi to David HaMelech and to Shlomo HaMelech, how the Beis Hamikdash has to be built. How can they make on their own this tikkun gudol? That was the Gemara's kasha. Everything Gemara Umarav, last line, Kro Ashkechu V'Dorish. They found a pusik and they darshan the top of the umid. Nun Beis Amid Aleph. It says in the pusik itself to Oriz, Mishpachois Levad, Mishpachas Beis David Levad, Unisheim Levad. Now this pusik is talking about a groisa hespid. The hespid that we're talking about is not on a historical event. We're talking about something that's going to happen, Li Osid. Where they're going to be maspid, we'll see in the Gemara shortly, where they're going to be maspid on Mashiach ben Yosef, or they're going to be maspid about the Yetzer Hara, Baltimazain in the Gemara. But Le'usa Luvoy, there's going to come a period of time, there's going to be a huge Levaya, and there are going to be so many people that are going to go and divide them up. Mishpachas, Mishpachas, Levad. The Mishpachas Beis David will be on one side of the curtain, and the Noshim will be on the other side of the curtain, meaning that they will not be sitting together, they'll be sitting separately. They made a Kal V'Chaymer. After all, we're talking about a funeral, about a Levaya. During the Levaya, people are usually sad, and people are mourning. You still have to be careful to go make a machitza, to go and divide between the men and the women. Achshav today, shasuke besimcha, when we're at the simchas beis ashayeva, v'yetzor shoylet behem, because when they sedu simcha, it could come li dekalis roishchas v'sholem, there could be all types of problems. Alachas kama v'kama, the chavad and avad, you have to make a tikkun gudol. So based on this drosha, they instituted the tikkun gudol once a year, simcha beis ashayeva, that the women should be on top and not mixed. Yes, Rabbi Kotz.
We have a problem today. Whether separation is satisfactory, or you have to have a mechitza where you can't see. Okay, all you have is there's a separation.
Yeah. Okay.
As far as putting on a curtain without seeing, you understand? Yeah. Uh-huh. Where do you have that?
It's a good question. Taluch al-Masi, you should speak to Rav exactly how construct mechitzas. Here in Arbis Medrash, we don't have that problem. Rabbi, you want to explain, Rabbi Yoina?
This whole Kal V'Chaymer, that the Asid Lavei, that the Yetzer Hara not going to be Shoilet, but yet there's still going to be a Hespid.
Yet there's still be a Mechitza.
No, and Rashi learns according to...
There'll be Maspid because but the whole Indian of the Yetzer Hara not being Shoilet is only when Balaam... By then, there's not going to be any hespedim.
I think he's referring to the fact that the Yetzer is not shoylet because it's a time of sadness and mourning. People are not the kalas roish and not acting in a frivolous manner, and they're not flirting a man with a woman. They're each one is separate anyway because people are dealing with the tzar.
So the fact that it's the loss of love is just because that's what the pasuk is talking about.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Especially the way Rashi learns that we're talking about.
Mashiach ben Yosef. Rashi learned it for the next Shekli Mar. Freiti Mariyad. Ha hespeid my avidite. The pasuk doesn't say clearly what the hesped was about. It just said there was a big funeral. No. Who passed away? So Gemara pligi bo rabduis v'rabonis. Machloikis. Chad omal Mashiach ben Yosef. That's where Rashi took it from. Shenehrag, who was killed. Chad omal Yitzhara. Shenehrag, the Yitzhara was killed. A machloikis whether the hesped is about Mashiach. Mashiach ben Yosef, not Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, and what we're talking about, Yetzer Hara. Freitim abishlam leman yamal Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag han dechsev bebita elai eitzer shedokru v'softu alav kemispeid ala yochid. I can understand why Mashiach ben Yosef shenerag gets killed, why there would be a big hasbit, because after all, Mashiach ben Yosef is the first footsteps of Mashiach coming. Eventually we're going to have Mashiach ben David, like the Gemara is going to go and say. But the first part, before we get to Mashiach, we're never going to have Mashiach on Yosef. The fact that he passes away is going to be a terrible tragedy. Because people feel that Mashiach is here, and look what happened. It's a mistake without a grace of Hespet. Eleman Yama Yitzhara Shinerag. Hi, has paid the boy the mebad. Simcha boy the mebad. We should go and chasana. We should be going asaf right. We should go and be dancing in the streets. Baruch Hashem, the Yitzhara, I'm for Alamul Lady. My Baruch, why are they crying? Every market of Dora should be Yehuda. Also, love him. If you have Baruch, the Yitzhara, the Shoich doy. Befnei Atzadikim, befnei Rishoim. Kodesh Baruch is going to go and check the Yitzhara before the Tzadikim and the Rishoim and listen to the responses. Listen to the observations. Tzadikim nidmahem ki har gavoya. The Tzadikim say, Dosi gevein the Yitzhara. It was like a huge, huge mountain. How much we had to go and work on ourselves and persevere and overcome this terrible Yitzhara like a Mount Everest. Can you imagine climbing the mountain on a daily basis 100 times because of Yitzhara? Oy, azoy shver, azoy shverkeit. And therefore, as far as they're concerned, they were crying, mitzvech simcha baruch Hashem asaleidi. The Rishoyim are going to go and see the Yitzhara and they're going to see, the whole thing was like here, like agunish. Meaning that the tzaddikim worked on themselves and Kadosh Baruch Hu went and each time made the nesoyim great so that they should get tremendous char, while the rishoyim unfortunately did not work on themselves, and any time the Yetzirah came to them with the slightest foolish suggestion, yeah, let's go and do it without thinking, without working, without being moysa nefesh. So now both groups were crying, meaning at the time of that hesped, lo'asad lavoi, on the Yetzirah, both the Tzadikim and the Shoyim will be crying. Tzadikim boichem oimrim, heichi chalana lichbosh har gavoye kazeh. They're going to go and cry, presumably mitoich simcha, and they're going to say, wow, look at what we had to accomplish. Rashi leitzu, that she niskorim bitzaram, shohoy lehem lichbosh harosha hazeh b'chayeyim. They're going to remember the good old days, or the bad old days, where every single day, matzah gedaf muchim at the Yetzirah, to put on mesiris nefesh, the tzar, the pain, she niskorim, but Saram Shoilahem, Lichboy Sharosha, every single day they had to go and work on themselves and work against the Yitzhara. I'm Givaint. Rishoyim Boichem Oirim, Heichli Chalana Lichboy Shizachuta Sarazeh. And now the Rishoyim are crying about their own misconduct and they are having Charot and they're saying, oh, it was such a nothing. All we had to do was a little Pa'ula, we could have been fed him with the Yitzhara, and they didn't do it. Baruch Hu Tomei Moim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is also mitzameya, Lashem bitmiya, he's also wondering about this. What does that mean, the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Shenem makoyim ar Hashem tzvokes ki yipolei ve'enei she'eris ha'om hazeh b'yom maheim, when it's going to be a grois apella in their eyes, gam be'enei yipolei by me, it's also going to be a grois apella. So the Mephoshim have an al-machloikis, whether this pasuk about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is referring to that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is tama imoim with the tzaddikim, but tama imoim together with the rishoyim. If he says with the tzaddikim, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, look what you've accomplished, look what you've done, and they're looking at the Yetzirah, they're saying, wow, how many times we had to climb Mount Everest to go and thwart and be koyvz Yetzirah, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, yeah, wow, look at what you did on a daily basis. And fakir, according to the other pshat, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is tama together with the Rishoyim and saying to the Rishoyim, you fools, you nobodies, it's a hachut sara, just like you're crying now, you have good reason to cry, because the whole life you could have been koyvish yitzara metagunish, just snap your fingers and you could have been done with the yitzara.
The belt on the ass, the tzaddikim are right,
yeah.
Not the Rishoyim, it's a gunish of lahur.
Okay.
As a freak. It's his chemist.
You feel that way because by you it's like a har gavoya, it's a tzaddikim. A couple of us that feel, it's a chutasar. Right. Omer Abasi. Yetzahara betchila doyme lechut shal buchya, v'psoiv doyme ka voisois ho agola. The Yetzahara starts out like the thread of a buchya. Buchya means of a spider. For any of those of you that have ever been in the country and you see these spider webs, you'll notice that the spider webs have the thinnest possible chutzis. That's how the Yetzirah starts off, slowly but surely. And then, unfortunately, if you trip up and you listen to the Yetzirah, eventually you get caught into not just a spider's web, you're going to get into a voisois, the thick, thick ropes of an agola, of a schlepping a wagon. If you ever see either people or lahavdul behemis schlepping a wagon, you have to have thick rope, because if it's going to be thin, the whole thing will snap. 1, 2, 3. So it starts off like the chutzal buchia, like a thread from the spider, from that spider's web, and then afterwards, as time goes on, the yitzhar gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and it appears to be artesite. And then it becomes like the thick ropes of a wagon.
Shinema. A spider's web itself is a strong
very
steel.
Strong.
It's a strong steel, just it's so small.
It may be strong, but whenever I've had that problem, I just take a broom and I wipe it away. It doesn't take very long.
But if it was as large
Abulmas, it's not.
No, he's not asking. He's just.
He's just being moderate. Yes, yeah. Just remarking. Doctor, yes, Shema.
It's interesting. They use the example versus Gola.
Yes.
Specifically, as opposed to something else, because normally we talk about a person should be makabel.
The reason why the more chaps on the words of voice of God is because the next pasuk shema shtein pasuk hoy moishchi avoin bechavle hashav okavoy so agol chato moishchi avoin means those people that don't push away the sin, they allow the sin to be drawn in, they draw the sin in. It starts with bechavle hashav. A chevel, of course, is a rope. Shav is agunish and nothing like the spider. Eventually, if you're going to allow the Yetzer Hara to take over, then it becomes like the thick rope of the agola of the cart of the wagon, chato the chet. Tanabon, we spoke about the Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. Now we're going to talk about Mashiach ben David. Tanabon, Mashiach ben David, she'usali golo is from Heir b'yameinu. So first, the Braisa throws in the Mashiach ben David that we're going to speak about. That's the one that we're hoping that he's going to go and be goyulas. He's going to take us out of this goyulas. 1, 2, 3, b'meir b'yameinu halavai, still today, even before the end of the year. So Oymele Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Mashiach ben David, she'al mi meni davar ve'etan lecha. Ask me for a bakasha and I will give it to you. Shidamit says the pasuk. Asapra el choy kani ayomi leticha shalmi meni. Ask me something. Then the goyim nachlasech and I'll give it to you. V'kimin shirah Mashiach ben Yosef shenerak. When Mashiach ben David sees that Mashiach ben Yosef, who was his colleague, gets killed, and he was at the levaya that we spoke about before. Oymi lefanav, he says, Rabbi Yisraelim, eni mavakish mocha elachaim. You know what? The only thing I want is I don't want to have the same fate as Mashiach ben Yosef. I want to live. Oymaloi, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says back to Mashiach ben David, Chaim, you're asking for life. Ashli amartik bar estavi alecha duvid avicha. Even before you asked for it, duvid amelech, your father, meaning your ancestor, already was misnabi about you. Shenemar Chaim shom mimcha, that Mashiach ben David is going to ask about Chaim. Nosatloi, I Kadosh Baruch Hu, I've already given it to him. So in other words, you don't have to ask for it even before you were born. David HaMelech was Mesnabe, it would be asked, but it was already granted, you already get the Chaim, you don't have to worry about it. And now we understand a little bit the previous pasuk where the Gemara quoted, Asapra el-choik ani ayoy mil-reticha. Why is he bringing this ani ayoy mil-reticha? It would be enough just to say, Sha'al mimena ve'et me'goyim nachasim. The ayoy mil-reticha means even before the Leida, before you were born, Shishin Geveiz and Kadosh Baruch already granted you Chaim, so you don't have to worry about it, you'll have Chas V'Shalom the faith Mashiach ben Yosef. Since we're speaking about the Yetzer Hara, the Gemara tells us that the Yetzer Hara has 7 names in the Tanakh. Shiva Shemus Yeshua Yetzer Hara. Kadosh Baruch Hu kore Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu kule Yetzer Hara Ra. You are evil. Shinema. This Ra min Urav is referring to the Yetzer Hara. Moshe Kroy Oro Shinemar. Umaltim Eis Orlas Lavavchem. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to go and Mala, we have to remove that Orla. What is that foreskin? There's no foreskin on the heart. If you're going to go and remove the membrane on the heart, you're going to have Chas V'Shalom, a cardiac. You have to have a cardiologist, with surgeons. You have to do a great doctor. So therefore, this Orla means a spiritual Orla, means the Yetzer Hara Nemtem Avek. David Kori Tomei Shinemar says Pasik. Leif Tohar Broly Lakim. A beta by Rabbi Shalom, please give me a Leif Tohar. The fact that he has to ask for Leif Tohar is a sim of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Ulzik is a Leif Tohar. Shleim Mekari Sinai Shem, it says in Bosik, Imroiv Sanacha, Hachileu Lechem, Vim Tzome Hashkeu Mayim, Kigcholim Ata Chuisa Al Roshe, Vashem Yishalim Lach. Now what does this Bosik mean? So Rashi explains this in some detail, and he says, Imroiv Sanacha, if you're Sinai, Sinai being a reference to the Yetzer Hara, if he's hungry then he wants to chop you with Averis, Hachileu Lechem. Rashi says, the Lechem is referring to go and learn with him Torah. How do I know the lechem refers to Torah? If you look at the Rashi, right in the middle of the Yomid, right in the middle of the Yomid. Hachideo lechem, hatricheyu b'melchamta shel Torah. Tichsiv lechu lachmu b'lachmi. Now this word lechem is a little bit of a pun. Number one, lechem of course means bread, but the word lechem is smack in the middle of milchama, milchamta shel Torah. The lechem is milchamta shel Torah, and therefore you want to go and be koivish yetzerah, gezitzach alenim b'smedish, and you'll be able to koivish him. V'yemtzami, and if he happens to be thirsty, hashkeu mayim. So t'rashi mayim, v'ashtein bozi, koi kol tzami l'chila mayim. So therefore Torah is called mayim. So therefore, what you have to do is fill up the yetzerah mit Torah, Torah, Torah. And with the result, then you're going to be going and throwing on him hot coals, al roishi on his head, Hashem yishalom lach, and Hashem will compensate you, will pay you. The Gemara says, al tiki shalom lach, not that Hashem will pay you, in other words, in the form of schar, eli yashli menulach. What's my yashli menulach? Says Rashi, by learning the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to cause the Yetzirah to be pacified. He'll eventually become your friend and not your enemy, and therefore he won't continue to cause you to sin, but forget, he'll be pacified and he'll let you go and go away.
This is the same like this. Pog the Bacham and Noodle Zam and Chayla.
More going to say in the Amidbeth.
Oh, it's the same.
More going to say in the Amidbeth. So the Gemara writes, Yishai, Yikari Michshol. Another name for the Yetzirah is Michshol, an obstacle. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Soilu, Soilu. Soilu, Soilu means go and pave the roads. Panu Derech, go and clear the roads. Harimu Michshol mi Derech Ami, go and take away any obstacles which are on the roads that prevent people from traveling. So what's the Michshol? The Michshol over here is referring to the Yetzirah. Yecheskel Kari Evan, he called him a stone. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Basiroisis Levo Evan Mipsarchem. We ask whether the boy Yishalem go and remove the levo evan, that heart made out of stone. Most of our hearts are not made out of stone. The hearts are made out of blood vessels. Menasati lechem lev baser, and I ask for you, and the Baruch Shalom says, I'm going to go and give you a lev made out of flesh. Now, all of our lev is made out of flesh. So therefore, the levo evan is referring to spiritual, to the Yetzirah. We ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, remove that levo evan and give us the lev baser. Yoyel karoit tzifuni. Tzifuni means from the Lashon Tzofon, like we have at the end of the Seder, Tzofon Beirach. Tzofon means something which is hidden. Shnema v'etzot tzifuni archik me'alechem. What means that it's hidden, says Rashi, because the Yetzirah is hidden in our hearts and doesn't want to get dislodged and wants to cause us trouble everywhere. So the tzifuni is referring to the Yetzirah. This is referring to Yetzirah, who is buried and hidden inside the heart of a person. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, La'osad lovoi v'idachtu v'al eretz tziyah v'shemema. I'm eventually going to go and cast him aside and throw him away to an eretz tziyah v'shemema, a place where it's totally desolate, like a desert. L'mokim sheim b'nei odom etziyah l'skaris behen, where there are no people that he can go and chep with. In other words, he'll be somewhere in the middle of the Indian Ocean with 230 pieces over there, and he won't be able to chep with anyone. V'asad nishu kain mention, nishu nebach nishu ka mention. Espunu v'leyom ha'kad moini. Now, what is the masa? Espun of the Yom Hakadmoni says the Gemara, "Shenosin ainu b'mikdash rishon ve'achrivai." We are now punishing the Yetzirah. We're archik me'alechem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'm going to distance himself from you. I'm going to throw him to a place where there are no people. He shouldn't be able to go and cause trouble. Why? Because until now his ponov was to the Yom Hakadmoni. What's my Yom Hakadmoni? Shenosin ainu b'mikdash rishon. He caused the people who lived at the time of the first base of Mikdash to sin." The Chriven, as a result, the Chor, the Beis Midrash became Chorv. Now, what does Yam HaKadmoni have to do with a Mikdash Rishon? Zogt Rashi, just like the Yam takes together all the waters that feed into the Yam, all Yamim are connected to some tributaries, to some rivers. The Hudson River, Lamushal, is connected somewhere to the Atlantic Ocean, Ekedoima. So therefore, the Yam takes in it, it's a gathering of all of the waters. So too, the Mikdash Rishon would gather Klal Yisrael, would get together, Lamushal, but the Oyle Regel, you'd have millions of people getting together in the Beis Mikdash.
And you learned yesterday, the second Beis Mikdash had the marble that made it look like the Yam, like the waves of the sea.
Ah, very nice. Shine and Sushta. So, the Yam, HaKadmoni, Shinoz, and the Mikdash, And unfortunately, as a result of all the sins, even the Tamid Chacham Nebuch sinned, and Nebuch, they were also killed. But don't think that he's finished. Because when they went and built the second Beis HaMikdash 70 years later, guess what happened? He came out of retirement, and the Yetzer Hara started to bach and surus again. What does that mean? The word Ba'ashay and Tachanosay both mean a terrible odor, a terrible stench. That the work that he does is a very, very, has a very bad odor. And what does he do with that odor? Says the Marsha Meniach Umasa Oilam Umiskar B'Saneisho Yisrael. That, after all, here in this world now we have 3 billion to 4 billion people every minute, a half a billion get created in China somewhere, so we keep on getting more and more people. How many Yid lech then do? In Gansan, no, 4 million Yid. What does he do? He leaves over all the billions of Goyim, and he comes, and he chapters with the Yidin. So that's the Olu Ba'ashim, he brings with him this bad odor and his bad deeds. He leaves over the rest of the Umus Olam, and he comes in Miskar v'Sanei Shisrael. The word Sanei Shisrael, of course, is a euphemism. It means that he starts up with Eden. And the Pasuk finishes off, Ki Higdel Lasses. What is Higdel Lasses? Rabbi B'Tamin Chomim Yoyse Mikulam. That when the Yetzara goes and challenges Eden, as great as the person is, the greater the person is, then the Yetzer Hara goes and causes more and more tzaris. So if you ever find out about Tzaben, Choshem Amench, that unfortunately he got caught in the Yetzer Hara, realize, Gesundheit, that his Yetzer Hara is greater than your Yetzer Hara, because they always check with the Yetzer Hara, like the Gemara explains. He heard the Abaye. Abaye overheard. Shamanu Gabri heard a person, the Kamaluhi Itza, that he said to a woman, Naktav and Ezebu Orcha, we're both traveling together from here to Chvais to New Jersey or something, let's go and travel together en route. Omar, so Abayi was concerned, this man and this woman apparently were not related, and he was worried that Chas V'Sholom they might come Lidei Apsamai Saveir. So Omar, so Abayi said, you know what, Ezel Afreshinu Mei Surah, I'm going to be the monitor to make sure that Chas V'Sholom they shouldn't come Lidei Yisrael.
He's a chaperone.
He's been a chaperone. What to say? Ozel Basarayu to Losa Parsi, the Agma. He followed them for a distance of 3 parsois in the Agma, in the marshy area, which obviously is not an urban area, it's a rural type of place. And Chas V'Sholom, they could have done something, but they didn't. The whole time, Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. When they eventually split up, and each one went to his or her different route, Shaminu, he overheard the Ka'amri that they were saying one to the other, Orchen Rechiko, V'tzavzen Besima. From here, we have to split up, because we still have a lengthy distance from here to our individual places. We're no longer going on the same road, because you're going to Newark and I'm going to Trenton or whatever. They have to split up. But it would have been very, very pleasant to be able to continue going on the same road together. Notice this word besima we had Ligmar already yesterday. And if you remember, Barry asked about the besima. And you remember Pinchas said, Chayvon Psume Bipuria. Exactly. Anyway, the word besima means it's sweetened. Like we said that the kol of the levi was the ikkah shir bepeh, and the klei shir were the psume kola to go and sweeten the kol to make it sweet. So here too, one says to the other, it would have been very sweet had we been able to continue on the derech, because by the time they would have finished, they would have completed the entire tzener and abal peh, or they completed the whole tilim. Anyway, but unfortunately we have to split up, and sayonara, and goodbye. But anyway, Baruch Hashem, nothing happened. So Rabbi says now about himself, Iman Desani Li. Again, this is a Loshon Saginar. He's saying that my enemy, he's really referring to myself, Havi, if this would have been me, in other words, had I been walking together with this woman on this derech, I wouldn't have been able to hold myself back, and Chas V'Sholom, I would have come the day Aveir. Abayi was so despondent and he was so depressed. He went and stood next to the threshold of a doorway. Umitztayin, he was standing there like in dazed and amazed and oy vavoy. Look, these two simple people, nothing happened. And me, the grace Abayi, Chas V'Sholom, who knows what I would have done. during that whole derech. Umitztai was mitztai. Also, Saba Sasaba came to him, and Barry will remind us who's the Saba referring to. Very good. So this is Tois on top of Davav and top of Chulin. Tois says, Yesh Meforshim, that whenever it says in Shas, who's Saba, it's referring to the Yetzahara, but Tois himself.
With one exception in Shabbos.
So Tois himself says he's not happy with that pshat because of that Gemara in Shabbos. So Tois argues, and everybody brings the Yesh Mefarshim, so whenever it says Usaba, it's referring to Yetzar. Davav. It's top Tois and Davav. It's a short Tois many. Anyway,
Vazokti. So here's referring to Eliyahu Navi.
According to that Tois, according to those Yesh Mefarshim, this is referring to Eliyahu Navi. Tois himself says he disagrees with that Yesh Mefarshim, says it's referring to another Saba. No Chapsan Alti. No Chan Alti. No Chan Elchid. So he came over that Elchid. Came over to Abaya. Either Abaya told him the story, or if it was Eliyahu Hanavi, he didn't have to tell him the story. It's Tana Lehi told him, "Oh, kol gadol mechaveira yitzvei gadol menu. Anybody who is a grace man, she has a grace yitzhara." And so therefore, Abaya, he tried to go and pacify Abaya, appease Abaya. Don't be upset and say that fellow. He was able to be Koyvish as Yetzirah, and I couldn't have been Koyvish Yetzirah. No, you have a much greater Yetzirah than Yenot. And therefore, that's why you feel that Chas Shalom, you would have been
Koyvish. The Yetzirah works on a person like that. That's
yeah, Avad. The B'chaim Shmulevich, in his Shichuiz Mushel, says, you see from this Gemara, that when a person is greater, his Yetzirah is not proportionately greater. Because it's proportionally greater, so why was Abaya concerned about the fact that he would chas v'shalom sin? He should say by proportion it comes out the same. In other words, let's assume that fellow had 10 portions of Yetzirah, but that person is a regular guy. Abaye is, let's say, 10 times greater than that person. So probably he has now 10 times those 10 portions of Yetzirah. He has 100 portions. So just like that fellow was able to go and be miskabra on his 10 portions, so Abaye proportionally would be able to miskabra on his 100 portions. It's the chasimin. It's exponential. It doesn't go exactly the same factor proportionally. It's much, much higher. Abaye that was 10 times greater, he had 100 times greater Yetzirah. So that's why it becomes that much more difficult. Okay. Anyway, I'm Rav Yitzhak. Yitzhak Shalom Miskabel B'chol Yom. Every day the Yetzirah is Kol Yom B'Yenech Kachadoshim. Every day is Miskabel Nochmul and Nochmul. Eshlofnish. Every day he comes with Nai Keiches. Shemar. Rak Kol Yom Yein Tog. He starts off Nochmul Mitzvah. So we said already before the word Ra is one of the seven Shemas of the Yetzirah. Each day is Miskaber. He wants to kill the person, not literally to kill him, but he wants to go and kill him with Averis. In other words, to go and burden him with so many Averis that he should be Roy Lamisa Chas V'Shalom. So if the Rosh Letzadik, the Rosh, meaning the Yetzirah, is looking for the Tzadik, he wants to go and kill him Chas V'Shalom with Averis. If it wasn't for the help of Hashem, you wouldn't be able to withstand the terrible temptations of the Yetzirah. Hashem LeYazvenu, Kadosh Baruch Hu won't leave the person off with the Yetzirah alone. He's going to help him out. But if it's not that Hashem will automatically help someone out. It's only if the person wants Hashem to help him out. So if a person is mispal to Rabbi Yisholim, help me from my Yetzirah, Hashem LeYazvenu Biyodai. But if a person said, yeah, Yetzirah, Shmaitzirah, big deal, I don't mind, after all, we live in this world to be happy and be merry. I want to be over a couple of Yetzirahs once in a while. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem is Yazvenu Biyodai, and he'll let him do the Averis. So you got to fight, but if you fight, Hashem Yisbarach will help you in your fight.
Why is
it saying Yetzer Hu Adoy Shel Odom? We're not there yet, Rabbi. You're a few lines ahead of us. The Gemara is going to bring that up. So the Gemara says, "Vayter Tana Rabbi Shmuel in Pagi B'Cham Menuvel Zed." This is what you were quoting before, Rabbi Pinchas, that if this Menuvel referring to the Yetzer Hara, Mashchele Bismedrish, bring Maran in Bismedrish Shiran. Since most Yetziharas are not interested in being Bismedrish, presumably he's not going to come in and you'll be there by yourself. But if he wants to come in with you, you can do like the Gemara said in the Amud Aleph, the Chulachmu Balachmi, Hashkeu Mayim, you can learn Torah with him until he be pacified and hopefully he won't bother you anymore. Zog to Gemara, you bring to Bismedrishim, Evan, who? If this Yetzirah is like Evan, we had before the Amud Aleph, Lever Evan Bekirbi, if he's like stone, Nimuach, it'll dissolve. In Barzalu, if he's like iron, Mispoitzitz, he will explode into smithereens. So tomorrow, how do I know? In Evan, who Nimuach, the Sivitz in the Pussy. Hai Kotzamel Chila Moyim, Mayim is a reference to Torah Toysha. Ksiv, Avonim shochku or sochku mayim. The Frank the Litvak is shochaku mayim. Shochaku. The avonim shochaku mayim. Shochaku mayim means that the water will cause the avonim to dissolve, to wither, to wear out, to wear it out. So therefore, that's why he said before the loshen of him even huni moyach, because after a while the mayim will finally wear out the avonim. The famous story of Rabbi Akiva, right? That's why Rabbi Akiva did tshuva or became a great talmid chacham at the age of 40. He had been a shepherd and he saw how the water finally made an indentation in the stone after so many years. So he said the Torah can make an indentation in me even though he's already 40 years old. In Barzal, who? If the Yetzer is like Barzal, mispoises it, explodes it. Kodesh Baruch Hu says that the Torah is faglichend, it's compared to fire. Okay, patish avoids a cellar, like a patish, like a hammer breaks a cellar, and therefore the learning will cause the Yetzer to go and split up and to be broken like a patish avoids a cellar. The Yetzer is very, very bad, because not only is he the one that causes the person to sin, but he is also the Eidus that the person sinned. In other words, if he wouldn't be the Eidus, hopefully the Yetzer, okay, causes the person to sin, but nobody knows about it. Yeah, but the Yetzer knows about it, and he's going to be made also love it. Shenemar, Mefanik Minoyer Avdoi V'Achrisa Yia Monoin. So now the Mefanik Minoyer Avdoi means that he, the Yetzer Hara, is going to try to cause us to sin. The word Avdoi, which Rabbi Cohen was asking about before, says Rashi, he's the Loshen of, that's the Loshen of Yetzer Hara. Why is the Yetzer Hara called an Eved? So Rashi, because if you want to, you can rein him in. You can be the master of the Yetzer Hara. Unfortunately, those people that don't try to rein in the Yetzer Hara, then they become the master and you become the Eved. But if you do what you're supposed to, then the Yetzer Hara is the Eved. Look at the second line of Rashi, the end of the second line, all the way on top. Avdoi, Zok Rashi, Yetzer Hara, who Avdoi shel Adam, Shem Rotza Azevil, Hari Hu Masa Bi Adam, Shenema Vi Atatim Shel Bai. But if you don't want to, then he who yimshul bach. So therefore, you got to be careful. Yitara, he should become your edit. V'achrisa at the end yiemonoin. Now we said over here, Rabbi Yonason said that the Yetzer is Mesis, who made all of the Oilam. The Oilam Haba. Bushteto and the Loshan Apostle kept vegan Edis. The Gemara says, Shekain bi Atbach, Sherab Chia, Koyin le Sahada Monoin. The word Monoin, we are going to shortly transform into the word Sahada. And the word Sahada, of course, means an aid, a witness. Vachrisai at the end of the Yetzer being maces, enticing a person to do a sin, he is going to be the monon, he's going to be the eight. Now the question is, how does monon relate to the word sahada? Says Imar, that's in the atbach of Reb Chiya. What's meant the atbach of Reb Chiya? Atbach means that Reb Chiya developed a special type of gematria. We think of gematria as meaning Aleph is one and Beis is two, which is of course is true. But the gematria doesn't only mean that, it means any type of letter formation or word formation to be able to develop a pattern for various purposes. All these are gematriois, and Reb Chiya developed a gematria called Atbach. Now let's see what that means. So look at the third line of Rashi, it's very gishmak. It says Rashi, Atbach. Alpha Beisa, referring to the Aleph Beis, and we're starting off, this is the Reb Chiya's Atbach, where he's trying to take all the letters of the alphabet and put them into tens, hundreds, and thousands. How do I get tens, hundreds, and thousands? So we started with 10. He says, take together all the single digits of the letters in the alphabet. Meaning, Yud, of course, 10 is already a double digit. I mean, every letter is only one digit, it's only one letter. But we're talking about the numerical value when you start to get to Yud. Yud is already 10, it's already two digits. But until Yud, until Aleph through Tes, is all single digit. So let's go and add them together. Take the Aleph with the Tes, 1 and 9, you get 10. You take the Beis and the Ches, you get 10. You take the Gimel and the Zayin, you get 10. You take the Dalet and the Vav, you get 10. Hari Asirios. So we've covered all of the single letters, but notice we left out one. The one that we left out was the hay in the middle. The reason why we left out the hay is because the hay doesn't have another mate. Of course, it has itself. You could add hay plus hay, and you get to 10. True. But the mice, I don't have two hays in the olive bays. Most olive bays only have one hay. So therefore, we have to put the hay on the side. We're going to come back to that in Yet Hashem. Just bear that in mind. So we've covered 1 through 9, olive through tes, with the exception of hay, that we've added up and we've made the tens. Right? The first one of letter of the alphabet is 1. The last single digit is 9. 1 plus 9 is 10. 2 plus 8 is 10. 3 plus 7. 4 plus 6. And we left out 5. Now let's continue on. We now are going to go into the hundreds. And we start off with the yud, which is number 10. And we're going to go all the way to tzaddik, which is 90. Because once you get to kuf, now you're already going beyond the 100. That's already 3 digits. That's no longer 2 digits. So now we want to go into the hundreds. How do we get to the hundreds? We start off with the smallest, is the yud, is 10. We add up the 90, the tzaddik is 100. We go to the next letter is chav, and then the inverse, we go to the pei. Again, 20 plus 80 is 100. Lamed and ayin, 30 and 70 is 100. Mem and samach, again, is 100. Hari meyos, now we've covered all of these letters to add up to 100. The only one that we left out is the nun we left out. Why did we leave out the nun? Because the nun again is the same thing. There's nothing to add to the nun except another nun. But you only have one nun, so you can't do two nuns. So, again, we've left out the hay, we've left out the nun, and yet we're going to get back to them, Rabbi Sam. Now we're going to come into the thousands. What are the thousands? We start off with the kuf. Everybody knows kuf, resh, shin, tof. That's the end of the alphabet. But it's not the end. Because besides that, we have the end of mem, and the end of nun, and the mantzapach. Exactly, those letters. And for our purposes over here, these mantzapach are not the same numerical equivalent as the regular letters, but they get on an esoteric, if you will, much larger number. What is a much larger number? You start off with the kuf, which is 100, and you add tzaddik. Now tzaddik normally is 90, but since it's an end of tzaddik, we're going to make it 900. How much is 100 and 900? 1,000. The resh is 200. The fey, normally fey is 80, but here it's going to become 800. 200 plus 800 is 1,000. The shin is 300. The nun, we're going to go make into 700. It's going to be 1,000. Tof and the mem, tof is 400. The mem we're going to make into 600. 400 and 600, we're going to make 1,000. So we have used the end of mem, the end of nun, the end of fey, the end of tzaddik. Which one have we left out? We've left out the end of chav. So Rashi says about all these hari alafim, these are all thousands, which you've just added up. The nisharu, of the entire alphabet from aleph to tav, including the end of letters, we've left out nisharu hanach. Hanach means the hay, the nun, and the end of chav. Shloi hoyi lehei ben zug basiria. The hay didn't have a mate to mate it with to get to the tenth. Shloi leluzon lenun ben zug ben meyos. The fiseder oisius. Shloi lechav ben zug balofim bechibrim yachin. That's why we put together the hanach. Okay, so this is the famous atbach of Reb Chiya Shkoyach. Why is it called the atbach? Because this is the first two of the merging of the letters. The first ones were Aleph and Tes were 10, Beis and Ches were 10, so therefore that's why it's called the Atbach. But really, it doesn't have any particular meaning. What's up there?
Is the assumption that the Lengachov is 500, or just it has no other parent?
Presumably it's 500 for these purposes. Presumably. By the way, there's a totally different Gisois. Yeah. The Marshal is not happy with these thousands. He says it's talking about 500. And then we have to look in the back. There are different Gisois in the Rashi. But our Rashi, he says thousands. It with the Kates and the Raf, it stemmed very, very nicely. Because the Tzadik, instead of 90, we said it's 900. Pei, instead of 80, we said it's 800. By Shin and Nun, it becomes problematic, because Nun is really 50. If you make that into 500, Shin and Nun, then the Shtim, then you only have 800. Anyway, look in the Marshal in the back, has a different gears than the Rashi. But let's finish off the Rashi. Nimtza derech Aleph Beizes. Based on this very interesting formulation of the Aleph Beiz of Reb Chiya, then Sahada is the word Minoin. How is that? So remember, we had before in the hundreds, we had that you have mem and samach, right? If you look at the fourth line of the Rashi, the beginning of the line, you had lamed ayin, mem and samach. Mem, of course, is 40, samach is 60. You had a mem. So you see that these letters now become interchangeable, like at bashkar. Here we're also going to do interchangeable. So samach min mem b'mokoy. I'm sorry, samach min mem samach b'mokoy mem. Meaning, we start off in the pasuk. It used the word monoin, mem nun vav nun. So we're now going to substitute for the mem of monoin. We're going to put the samach. Why? Because in the Atbach,
that's the code.
The Mem and the Samach go together. Exactly right. That's Mokim Mem. Now we're going to go and take the next letter is Nun. Hey, Min Hein, the Mokim Nun. Now what means Hein? Because remember that was from the three letters, the Hanoch, the Hey, Nun, Chof. So the Hey and the Nun and the Chof were the only three that had no mate. So that we mated them all together. And so therefore now we can go and switch a Hey for the Nun. So instead of the Mem, we have now a Samach. Instead of the Nun, we have now a Hey.
But how come not the Chof? Just because it's not, it doesn't fit otherwise.
Well, there's not the... It's an end of Chof in the middle of the word. Dalid min Dalid Vav, the Mokim Vav. So next letter in the... In the word of Manoin, the next one is a Vav. And now we're putting instead a Dalit, because Dalit Vav go together to make the Asirios, to make a 10. So now, instead of Mem, Nun, Vav, I now have Samach, Hey, Dalit. And Vaoid, Hey, Vemaka, Nun. And at the very end of the Pasuk, meaning the end of the word, Manoin, again I have a Nun. So that Nun is like the previous Nun. Just like the previous Nun, I went and switched it to Hey, Meta, Nun. I'm switching now this Nun also with the Hey. And therefore I have now Sahado, Samach, Hey, Dalit. Hey, Sahadov, Samachay Dalay is of course means a witness. That should be taken because it's the end of the pusik. It's a nun, should be mitashin, shin nun. So maybe the pusik should be written with a regular nun, not an end nun. We said that shin nun goes together, so this is now an end nun, so the chari we should go and put in a shin instead of a. I don't know. Ainly Asim going to start with Shadish to the Gansamasa. This is Reb Chiya's Atbach, this is Ankimatria, and that's how you had Monoin become Sada, which means an eight. So getting back to Gemara, so the Gemara says now, bottom line, that the Yetzirah not only is the enticer, but he's also the witness, Chas Shalom and the Bezin Shomala, that this person sit.
He's not no game of Dover, that's like.
He's conflicted when it was on Matana.
He perhaps a plea. He gets off a lighter sentence by giving evidence against
him. Halavai. And we go right. Ravuna Rami Ksiv Echadachto Asira. Ki Ruach Zenunim Hissa Uksiv Bekirba. The word Hissa means that the Ruach Zenunim, this is referring to the Yetzer Hara, he causes us to go astray and he causes us to do Averis. But then Bekirba. Bekirba sounds like he is internal within us. So the Gemara is asking Asira. The hissa sounds like this is an external force that's trying to pull us away from the good derech and schlep us to the bad derech. And the bekirbam sounds like the yitzhar is within us. So Timara is the chasir. Betchila hissam. At the beginning, he's taka a stranger and he's trying to lead us astray. But sorry, at the end, unfortunately, when he's koivish us, bekirbam, he comes deep into ourselves. Umarav, betchila kari halach, vipsoiv kari oireach, vipsoiv kari ish. As we'll see in the following pasuk, that this Yetzirah unfortunately gets stronger and stronger. First, when he comes to us, he's just a passerby, he's just a traveler. Eventually, he becomes a guest, and eventually, he becomes the master of the palace, he becomes the balabas. Shinema. The Gemara brings now the famous pasuk by David HaMelech, when David HaMelech had the Masa mid Basheva, when Nosan Hanavi came and gave him grois Musar, and he told him a story. You know what happened? The Yavi Halach, there was this stranger, this passerby. By this traveler, he came to Isha Osher. Vayachmo lekachas mitzoynim b'koroi las loyreach. So Agas came to Charein, and the Isha Osher wants to go and give him achnusas orchim. He wants to give him a big suda. So what should the Osher do? He should go into his own field and take out of there a nice book of mitzoyin and shecht it and fight. But what did the Osher do instead? He had Rachmunis on his own tzoyin of Vokar. He is a member of the Pita. On the tzoyin of Vokar. Instead, he went to his neighbor, Nebuchadnezzar, the person who only had one shepsel altogether, and he took the other guy's shepsel and he shechted it and he gave it for this Erech. Of course, Sir David HaMelech said, "Oh, this guy's a terrible guy. Go and do what you got to do." And then Nosan Hanavi said, "We're talking about you. You were the one that did this. You took away the wife of Oryachitim and the Basheva. I got some ice. Okay, anyway, I am B'tanach." But the point of our Gemara is, "Vayove Halach." This stranger came. He was just originally just a halach. He was just a passerby, a tourist. And then it says, "Napath Yachmal Kach Mitzayim Mikar Lasis Lo Ireach." Oh, all of a sudden, he becomes a guest. And then at the end it says, says, he gave it for the person. Why do you have to say the ish? Ish means he's and the balabuz. He became the master of the house. Same thing over here. The etar initially comes to you. I just want to just collect some money. An outsider, a solicitor. Then afterwards he came to Rambai Deir. He wants to be a guest and he wants to stay for a couple of weeks. And then afterwards he throws you out. He says, I want to take over. He's one of the guns of balabuz. Okay, anyway, the money by Rabbi Yochanan Eva Katan Yeshlo the Adam. Mar Ivoy Seveya Soveya Maspiyoy Roev. This is an Eva Katan. This is referring to the Eva Tashmish that a man has. Mar Ivoy, if he doesn't engage in Tashmish on a frequent basis, in other words, he keeps it hungry, Seveya, this person will be Seveya later on in years. However, Masbiyoy, if he constantly wants to make this Yetzirah, this Eva Tashmish, wants to make him satisfied, Roev, then he's going to be Shvach years later. So Rashi explains, yeah, but I'm explaining what Rashi's saying. If you look at Rashi about the third down the Amid, Eva Katan is referring to the Gid, Maspiyoy betashmish, if the person must be betashmish, Roev, Gufoy choser koyach v'roev le'ezikna. If a person engages in too much tashmish at a younger age, by the time he gets old, he'll nebach nishum kakoyach, because he will have used so much strength each time for the tashmish, that will weaken him. Forget, however, if the person is roiv, he doesn't engage in tashmish, and later years, sabay b'koyach sholem, he'll have all of this keches together because he didn't shvach himself up with tashmish. As I learned, Rashi pshat.
I'm going to learn different.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It's brought down also that the majority of people pass away from too much, from overindulgence in this.
The Rambam says that.
Because it makes him weaker.
So that stems with his Gemara.
Yeah.
Another pshat in Gemara, not Rashi, says that this type of Yetzirah, you think that if you give in to this Yetzirah and you have another Tashmish, okay, he'll be satisfied. Now, each time you try to satisfy this Yetzirah,
it
whets his appetite for more and for more and for more and for more, and that you can never be satisfied. You can never satisfy this one. So Marivoy, if you're able to keep it at a distance and you don't indulge in such things, then severe, then you'll be okay. But Masbiya, each time you're going to try to go and satisfy this Yetzirah for Tashmish, Nachmul, don't think, okay, now I get a break for a month. No, right, have a bite, have a bite. He just whets his appetite for more. Shenemet says, the Bosakim are Isam by Yizbo. This Ra'a is by Yizbo. You think you're being Masbiya, but forget, he wants more and more. Om Rav Chana Baracha, Om Amri Beiraf. Arbo'om Mischard Aleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebron. Therefore, the Kadosh Baruch Hu has Charota Kaviyochel, that he ever created them. The Elohim, what are the four that Kadosh Baruch Hu has Charota? Golus, that he took Yidin into Golus. Kastim, the nation of Kastim. V'Yishma'elim, the nation of the Yishma'elim. That we know why Kadosh Baruch Hu had Charota. Halavai, he should implement the Charota immediately. V'Yetzara, and the Yetzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu has Charota. So Gemara explains. All the Gadot Gemara, you have to understand. So that's Gemara. Golus, the Chassidim, the possibility. At Mali Poinu Hashem Kilokach Amichinam. Kadosh Baruch Hu laments the fact that I took my Amichinam. In other words, I led them into Golus. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mali Poi, what did I need this for? Why did I take him into Golus? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mischard. Kasim Dechsev Hein Eretz Kasim Zeh Ha'am Loi Hoya. So Rashi says, Loi Hoya Halavai Loi Hoya Halavai. I never created the Kasim. Ishmael Dechsev Yishloi Ayholim Lishoydedim Uvetuchay Sel Magizay Kel Vasher Hevi Elika Biyodoy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying about these Yishmaelim that their Ayholim are full of Shoydedim. Shoydedim means gangsters and robbers. Uvetuchay Sel Magizay Kel. They have their bituach in their making Hashem angry. The Margiz Hashem. So Hashem says about them Vasher. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I feel bad that I brought them on this earth, because I was the one that was maybe them. If I wouldn't have created the Ishmaelim, they wouldn't be blowing up themselves and everybody else throughout the world, wherever you go. It's Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset that he created the Ishmaelims in the Chagros Rishon.
I see it's even a little deeper in the sense, not just he created them so they're here, mm-hmm. but he created them, their whole justification, as they say,
it's
Allah. Yeah. Right. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I myself, kaviyochol, I did bad in creating the Yetzirah.
But we had the Gemara that said when the Yetzirah was banished for those 3 years, they didn't find
even a tiny girl that said it had a bayah.
Right. So,
and so
the Yetzirah is a mixed thing, because it's bad, but also has good qualities. Yeah. But the other things, Yishmaelim, Kastim, Golos, are unequivocally bad. So how could Hashem have Charot about the Yetzirah? It has a good side. It has a redeeming quality.
Maybe I could say the same way the other. You just have to look deeper. What's the redeeming quality? by the other things.
Number one and number two, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presumably could have created the Yetzer only for a man to live with his wife, or the Tanakh to live with the Tanakh, and not Chas V'Shalom to have to stray to other women or to other Tanakh.
Is the anyway, Yetzer, it's one Yetzer in the Mabatl Tanakh.
Yeah, this for Navoy
Zura. This Yetzer of Arise, they couldn't be Mabatl.
Exactly.
Good. But there are many Yetzirahs.
I've met almost all of them. Amar B'Yechanan, in Molly Sholish Mekroes Halol, if it wasn't for the following three psukim, this Moitah to Raglein Shoshanein Shoy Yisrael, we Klal Yisrael wouldn't be able to go and have any limud tzchus whatsoever. But we have these three psukim, which are melamed tzchus on us, why we sin from time to time. One pasuk is Chadach Sebashari Oisik, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the one that created this Yetzirah. V'chadach Sebinocha Pusik, Hine Kechoy Mevi'ara Yoitzer, Kein Atem. It sounds familiar from the Yetzirah, from Yom Kodesh, that we say this is a part of the liturgy and part of the Tfilis.
It's taken from here.
Avad HaNevuvah. That's where the Gemurah takes it from the Machsa. It's Ki Hine Kechoy Mevi'ara Yoitzer. Ah, it's a taken from the Pusik. Oh, it's a anyway, so we're saying that the just like the Chaim Biyada Yoitzer, Kein Atem, you people and the Yetzirah is in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Kodesh Baruch Hu, you could betzay some marchim, betzay some mekatzer, betzay some marich. It's all up to you. Irach noch a pasik like we had in the Umad Aleph. Vasirois is leib emin psarchem and asati lechem leib basa. Kodesh Baruch Hu has in his hands to take away the bad leib evan and to put in the leib basa. It's all in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I sin. It's your fault. Of course, he can only go to a certain extent. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to do tshuva. He said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you do
tshuva.
Anyway, so at least it's a psashtikalim and tzchus. It's you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, created.
What was the first pasuk again?
The first pasuk was Asher Hariyosi. Asher Hariyosi means that Kodesh Baruch Hu created this bad monstrosity, this bad thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying about himself, Asher Hariyosi, I sinned in a sense that I could. Again, these gemaras you can't understand on a superficial level. But
he doesn't quote here on the. The
reason why he doesn't do a quote is because he already quoted two lines earlier. Rashi Reis is number 14.
That's the tangent for this.
Number 14. By Yom Mahunim Hashem, Oisva Hatzileh Vanidocha Kapta Vasher Harioisi. Right, Rapopom my high Nami, I have a fourth Rai, not only three Psukkim, I have a fourth Rapopsi. Vesruchi Eltein Bekirbacham. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that put into us the Ruach, both the Ruach of the Yetzer Tov and the Ruach Yetzer Hara. So anything that we do is basically because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created and put it into us. Right, nu noch a pasig shtey tchen zchari vayareini Hashem arbo choroshim. This arbo choroshim doesn't mean four people that are deaf. That would be a cheresh. This is a chorosh. A chorosh is a professional, an uman. Rashi says like a smith, like a carpenter. Man ninu arbo choroshim. Who are the four that we're referring to? Rav Chana bar Bizna. This is Rav Chuna. Remember Rav Chana, because we're going to talk about Rav Chana in a minute. Rav Chana bar Bizna. Rav Shimon Chasida. Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef. Eliyo v'koyin tzedek. So Rashi says that the word choroshim over here really means four builders. Why are these four considered to be builders? Because Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, they are going to build the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi and Miyad Shem Bekarav. Hopefully, still today. Those are the first two. Was it Eliyo Navi? Eliyahu Navi built the Mizbech on Har HaKarmel with a famous story with the Har HaKarmel with the Oiv de Abal. This is the Masa Eliyahu. So he was also a builder. He built that special Mizbech. There is the Kohen Tzedek. Kohen Tzedek is a reference to Shem ben Noyach. Like Rashi says in Chumash, Umalki Tzedek, Melech Sholim, Hoitzi Lecha Beyoyim, Begivin the Malki Tzedek, Tosu Givin Shem ben Noyach. What did he build? He helped Noyach, his father, build the Teva. So therefore, these are the four Harashim, these are the four builders. Tosu Gizog to Reb Chana Pshat in the Apostle. Let's continue on the next pasuk. It says, these are the horns that caused Yehuda to go astray. This word zeru is from a lashon zar to cause us to go and stray. Frank Timara, these four, Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef, Eliyahu and Kohen Tzedek, these causes to go astray. Hanin l'shuva asu, they came to go and make us do tshuva. In other words, to bring us back. Not that we should go astray. L'choyre, these two psukim don't work. Amalei, so now Rav Chana and to Rav Sheishis, Shefa l'sevi dekro, go and vayte to the end of the pasuk. Vayevoyu eilu l'hachar oisam liyadis eskronis hagoyim and oisim keren al eretz Yehuda z'roisam. Ah, the Kronis that we spoke about, this is not referring to the four Mashiach ben Dov, Mashiach ben Yosef. These are referring to the Umasa Oilam, the Goyim. Vayivoyu eile lahakrit oisim to cause us to tremble. Yadis is kronis agoyim anoisim karen el eretz Yehuda lizaraisa. So these four came as the remedy to go and thwart and go and bring us to tshuva back from the goyim that caused us to sin and to cause us to go astray. So therefore, you're asking in the middle of the pasuk. You got to learn the whole pasuk in the full context. The full context is the goyim. These are the chronics that cause us to go astray. And these four, b'shir b'dav, b'shir ben yosef, liyon, koyim tzedek, these are the ones that cause us to go back to Kodesh Baruch. Rav Sheshes was so impressed by the way Rav Chana interpreted these psukim. Amalei b'hadi chuna b'agadata l'amalei. When Rav Chana darshins psukim, I should stay away. Because Yechzeidach, as an expert, as a guru in explaining the psukim as a shein, as a fine, as a good, and I, Rav Sheshes, I shouldn't have asked any kashas. I should have sat in back of the room and not asked any kashas at all. Right. It says in the pasuk, "Vayezeh Shalom Ashur ki yovi be'artzeinu v'chi yidroch ba'amenoseinu v'ikamnu alav shivaroyim u'shmoinu nesichei Adam." It's going to come the time that Asher is going to come be'artzeinu, yidroch ba'amenoseinu. He's going to cause destruction and tzuris and problems, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be making the seven shepherds and the eight nesichim. Nesichim means like the eight noblemen, the seven shepherds and the eight noblemen. Maninu, who are the Shivaroyim, the seven shepherds? David Bemza, David Amelech is in the middle. Adam, Shes, Misushalach, Mimina are from the right. From Yaakov and Moshe, Bismoila are from the left. So you have seven all together. David, Bet Udam, Shes, Misushalach, Avram, Yaakov, and Moshe. When do we talk about the seven Royim? We talk about the seven Royim always on Chanukah. At the very end of Moisil, we say, Ha'akim Lano Roya Sheva. Who's the seven Royim? So I saw in a chibur a few years ago, someone from another neighborhood here in New York, he wrote the seven Royim, this is then the Ishbizim. Avrum Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe and Yosef Adovin. But of course, he forgot the Skimura, Yimur Mesach Tzika, the Shiva Royim, this is Udam Sheis Mishishalach, David, Avrum, Yaakov, Moshe, Kodesh Baruch, we're asking him, Hakam Lanaroy Yeshiva, Shemikorah Mamish, these seven Royim should come and save us from the Asher, from the Goyim, and from the Yitzharim, and the Alaturis.
So Malzer is referring to this,
This Roy Shiva is referring to this Gemur here. And Uman Inu, and we said the Shmoin and the Sichei, Vezen the Sichei Adam, Vezen the seven noblemen, Yisha Vesholu Shmuel, Omus Vetzvanya Tzidkyo, Umashiach Velio. Rashi already asks, I don't understand Vus Epis, these seven Royim and these eight Nesichim. And why do we choose Dafka these, and why are these considered the Royim and the Nesichim?
These actually were Royim. I mean, Moshe was a Roeh, Yaakov was a Roeh.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually were. David was a Roeh when Shmuel found him. I mean, so they were actually.
Understood. Yeah, they are shepherds.
Was a shepherd.
Yeah, but we're not asking them to come and be shepherds to go and take care of our flock of Tzoyim. We're asking them to go and save us from Ashur and from all the tzuris. Question is, what's up is these seven people? Maybe Taka should be the Shpizna from Yitzhak, Moshe, and Yosef David. I think those are wonderful names. What's up is these seven. Adam Shesh Mishushalach. Anyway, Rashi himself says he's bothered by this. If you look at Rashi, Shiva Roy, Mishmoin, and Sichem, about 10 lines before the wide lines, Lo Yedati Bem Tabach Weishish Pinktach, what's up is the seven shepherds and the eight Nesichem. Why these called shepherds? We call Nesichem. What their function is, what they're going to do. Basically, anyway, this is going to happen very soon, and we'll know the answer.
It says he was a shepherd. He was a.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not a rich man. He was a gunesh.
Okay.
You know? He was a novi, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Rashi brings up.
So what sense was he a nusach? You know.
Okay. Anyway, it's going to happen. It's just a question of time. Mitchum, soon all of this is going to be in the scholar, and we'll understand. We'll be able to end for that Rashi. Our Muslims. Okay, so we finish now the Agadata. We come back to our Gemurah, our Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that during the Simchas Shabbos Sheva they had these four huge candelabra, and to get up to the candelabra you had to have four sulamos, four ladders. Tana, we learned in the Bais, each one was 50 amos tall, that's like 100 feet tall, you can imagine, it was a huge, huge menorah. And on top of them, remember they had these safolim, these large basins to go and fill up with oil, and it said, look, that these four yeladim, they would go up and down the ladders, carrying these large kadim, large fesa barrels, full of 120 look. And the Gemara asks, we spoke about this briefly yesterday in the Mishnah, Imboilu, maybe yes, I'm look, Kulu, Adumul Chol Chad V'Chad. It doesn't say in the Mishnah the word respectively. So I don't know when it says that the four Yiladim took 120.
Carry 120.
The teenagers.
Even teenage. That's a huge
amount. Okay. About to say it. Don't be nervous. See, the Gemara is asking, does it mean each one carried 120? Or do you divide 120 by four? And then each one only has to carry 30. It's 30 each one. Tana, now we have another braisa. As you know, Marta Bas Baisis comes up every now and then in Shas. Marta Bas Baisis, famous in Pesachas Gittin, that she was one of the great Ashirois at that time, and then Nebuch, she lost all of Ashiras, and then it says that afterwards she sent her butler to go to the shuk to go and buy bread. He came back to the shuk of bread. There were only matzahs. They could buy matzahs. There were no matzahs left. Only wafers. Go and buy tam-tams. Go and buy this and that. Each time, the famous one doesn't say literally matzahs, but you know what I mean. Anyway, the point is that Yena Evanish went to Zakliga because he should have bought whatever there was instead of going back and forth 50 times. Anyway, after that, she was so desperate she walked in the street. And according to two versions of the Gemara, she walked Nebuch into the tzoya from an animal, and Nebuch she was so horrified. Nebuch she had a misa mishina. Or the second thing was she only found used dates or the used figs of the Reb Tzadik, who had been fasting for 40 years, and then she sucked out whatever she could from those figs or dates, and Nebuch she had a misa mishina for name. Anyway, Marta Bas Baisis at one time was one of the wealthiest people in Klal Yisrael. In fact, it says that she bought the Kahuna Gedoyla for her husband, and back in Zechus Yuma. Good. Anyway, so her son apparently was a very, very strong Kohen. It's not a surprise that he was a Kohen, because since she married the Kohen Gudul, and they had a son, and this son is now a Kohen Hedge. It says Omer al Benoshel Marta Bas Baisis Sheyenoitel Shte Yerechos Shel Shor Hagudol Shelakuch BeElav Zuz UMahalach Eikim Betzad Gudol VeNichu Echav VeKhanim Lasis Kevishim Beroyv Am Hadras Melech. Meaning, we learned in Masechtas Yuma that every single day when they brought the kabbalas up to the Mizbeach, they did a special pious, and one of them got the Roish, and one got the front foot, and one got the back foot, and one got this, and one got that. This, Benosha Marta Bas Baisis, he took the two Yerechas. The two Yerechas means the two large thighs of Asher Agudel. And this time Asher Agudel, that you had to pay 1,000 zuz, and some of Agur Grace Agudel, and he held them one hand, on one side, one hand, the other side. This is heavy duty stuff. And Mahalach Eikim Betzad Gudel. Exactly. And he went Eikim Betzad Gudel. Rashi said, what's the significance of that? Rashi says that normally when anybody is carrying a heavy masui, they try to hurry it up and go as quickly as possible to be able to drop it. You don't want to hold it so long. Bushnell, he took his time. He made Eikim Betzad Gudel. I can carry this no problem without any difficulty at all. And the other Kahanim were upset at him, and they said, "Yitaka ataka azagro, you're a stark giant. You're mamish, you're very, very strong. A brave amadus melech, b'davus antilim. You should give these two yerechos to two Kahanim, four Kahanim. You have to go and divide it up. You shouldn't be carrying it yourself." Anyway, but it says in the Brice of the Heimishubachim, these four teenagers that are going up the Sulam, they were Mishubachim, they're more praiseworthy than Benoshel Marta Bas Baisis. So, friends, you want my Mishubachim? Ile Mishum Yukra, are you talking because of the weight that they are carrying? Hani Yikir Tvei, it's also Mamoy Chazan. Taka 30 loig is taka heavy, but it's not as heavy as carrying the two Yerechas of Ashur Agudal. Ela Zotiyamara, Ela Hosam, Kevesh, Umaruba, Voloizakif. For Marta Bas Baisis' son, it was Taka Shver.
Right.
But you're going at a slant. You're going at an angle going up. Here they're going straight up vertical, up the steps. That's already very hard. That's why they're Mishubachim.